Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Did you know that you can listen to the Asa RX audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at asarx.com/experience. Hi, this is Asa, and we here at Asa RX pray that you and your family are safe during this unprecedented time. Make sure to take every precaution for your wellness by getting my free booklet on building a healthy immune system at asarx.com. Live, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Surviving is more important than just surviving in the homeless and lost. And those are morning times. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, well, and live well. Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Whatever you're struggling with, remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. It's about lifestyle. So the choices we make today can and will determine the kind of health we're going to have. It is. Your health is your greatest wealth. So no matter what you struggle with each and every day, we want to help. We want to help you get to where you need to be. Because you don't want to be stuck where you are. You want to go to that next level. We want to help you get there, too. It's all about making the right choices, having the right information so you can have the right application. You can start doing the things that you need to do to have great health. Because it really can happen. Let's get to this email and kick it off. Danny in Fort Worth, Texas. He said, eggs, I've heard they're good for you and I've heard they're bad for you. What is the deal? Please tell me once and for all, can I eat eggs? I hope you eat eggs. I'm a huge egg guy. I think they're great. I think the research is solid behind eggs. And I mean, if you look at it, and what's interesting is they have all these food rating scales, right, for like the biological value of certain proteins and how quality of food is. Do you know they take the egg and make it the 100% marker? And they actually use the egg as the definitive marker for all other proteins. It is the highest biologically available and valuable protein there is. And then they mark everything else off of that. So if you think about it, I mean, the egg protein is the highest. To eat eggs is fantastic, I think. It's got so many benefits to it. I could go on and on about eggs. But, of course, everybody's worried about cholesterol. That's always been the big worry and concern, and everybody kind of freaks out about it. But the reality is that cholesterol can be maintained very well, and actually eggs can help lower cholesterol and keep cholesterol in healthy ranges. Yes, I just said that. And you know, the key is it's in the research, not just me talking about it. We've known it for a long time, but now we're starting to see a lot more credible research about it that's coming out. American Heart Association now is saying that eating a couple of eggs every day is actually a good thing. Okay, kudos to them. It's got a lot of benefits to it. It does. It has tons of benefits that can help all the way around. Eggs are tremendous, and we should keep them in our diet in a big way. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Here for you each and every day. If you haven't looked and checked out our original programming, television shows, my TV show is on every single day, over 300 markets, you should check it out and encourage you and give you some hope and help you along the way. A radio show, too, of course, every single day, podcast. You get all of that. You can check it out there easily and download and upload or whatever. You can watch it on demand. It's your healthcare on demand. That's the concept of what we're doing, is to help you and get you to where you can thrive and not just barely make it, but really, really do well. Let's get to the phones and talk to Mike. Hi, Mike.
They were talking about simvastatin, which I'm on for the last year, and I'm really sick of taking these pills. They're 40 milligrams each. I also got some HGH from Golden Shield because it has L-arginine in it, and I had taken this years prior, and I felt real good when I took it for the last 7 years, but I had stopped because I ran out of extra money. So I was wondering, I have the cholesterol problem I have is hereditary, and I was wondering, is there anything I can do to get off this drug?
There's a lot you can do to get off of it, and there's a couple of things that, remember, you want to stay on it if your doctor has you on it, but you also want to challenge with your lifestyle. You can't just roll into your doctor's office and say, hey, look, I don't like the statin drug thing, and, you know, I don't want to take it. You can, but, you know, it's probably not the smartest thing to do. The reason I'm telling you that is they're going to look at you and say, okay, well, what do you got? It's almost like a business transaction. It's like, okay, you want to negotiate, you want to make a deal. What are you doing instead of the statin? So unless you're going to tell them that you're exercising 30 minutes vigorously 5 to 6 days a week, unless you tell them and show them your diet where it's going to have equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then healthy fats, unless you lay that out for them, then, you know, and you start talking about how you've lost 10 pounds and you're on track to lose 20 pounds. If you don't tell them that, then there's no incentive for them to take you off. I wouldn't. I mean, no physician in our clinical system would either. Now, we're going to help you. We're not going to babysit you, but we're going to help you and give you tools and push you and encourage you. You know, I'm more of the tough love approach, and I'll be kind and all that. But at the end of the day, man, if you don't want to get well, we can't do anything for you. I can't. If you're not willing to take responsibility for your health and go out and work hard and make it happen, no work ethic, no results, zero. You won't make it happen. So I want to encourage you that you can. You can make it, and you can hit your goals, and you can do well. But you've got to get off your duff and make it happen. So as much as you say, man, I don't like these things, that's great. So show me what you got. What are you doing? Show me your lifestyle plan. What is that? Lay it out. And so to be empowered is to have a plan. You're empowered every single day when you know what you're doing and you have a game plan. You know, you wake up and just wonder what the day is going to bring. That is not a plan. You want to lay it out so you can do well. And that's the thing. And the cool thing about that is, as harsh as that sounds, or maybe as straightforward, is it's the truth. And that's how we see people come off medications. I mean, we had people in our clinics, our medical director, who's phenomenal. I mean, people come off their medications all the time. And it's not, here's the key. The key is, it's not to take yourself off medications. The key is to work so hard laying out a great lifestyle plan for your body that your body demands it. And what I mean by that is when you go into the doctor and your blood pressure, let's say you're on high blood pressure meds, okay? And let's say you've dropped 30 pounds, let's say over a period of time, and let's say you're exercising 6 days a week, and let's say that you're eating amazing, right? You switched up your diet, really doing a heart healthy diet, and your blood pressure is running like 90 over 60, well, and you're feeling faint and feel like you're going to pass out. Well, of course your doctor's going to ease up on the medication. See, because your body is demanding it. You've worked so hard to get your body into position. Medicine is a great manager. It's a great manager of your body when it can't manage itself. For a lot of the metabolic conditions like blood sugar, diabetes, all that, that's what that does. Okay? So if you want to get off a statin drug, you've got to create a plan in order for the body to not need it. Okay? And there's a lot you can do. I mean, exercise and diet plays a big role with cholesterol. You can get a lot done. Yes, there's some genetic components. I get that. And yes, that is the truth. But there's a lot you can do with your overall lifestyle choices that can make a big difference as well. And that's what you have to focus in on. You know, what can you do to build it up? And, you know, if you need help with coming up with exercise routines and what type of nutrition works best and how to overcome a lot of the metabolic challenges, I mean, go to our website, get one of our lifestyle providers, get someone that can help take you by the hand. A lifestyle plan is the key. And that's what you want to focus in on to really build a good, solid game plan all the way around. Because our health is our greatest wealth. And what you want to do is focus on building the kind of plan that you want. And at the end of the day, you'll be able to do well. We see people all the time that can move on and not have to be stuck where they are. So you can do it. It's for sure. But you have to have a good plan. And I'm real passionate about that because so much of what you need to do for your health is in your hands. It's all about creating a plan and working that every single day, exercising, eating right, and making the decision that you want to live well. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call or go to the website.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years, because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check it out on the web. I'm here for you each and every day. If the body can get sick, it can also get well. It is about lifestyle. So the choices we make every single day really do matter. So you don't have to be stuck where you are. You can do well. You can come up to really hit the next level with your health and with your life. We want to help you get there no matter what. So whatever you're stuck with, realize you don't have to stay there, that you can do really, really well. So give us a call, 888-283-7272. High doses of fish oil, they're saying, can help a lot of the healing after a heart attack. Heart attack patients who take high doses of fish oil supplements for 6 months showed improved heart function and less scarring, researchers reported. It's not yet precisely known how the large amounts of omega-3 fatty acids in these supplements might have helped the healing process, but the results, they say, are encouraging. And study senior author Dr. Raymond Kwong, he's the director of cardiac magnetic resonance imaging, MRI, at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. In the study, 360 heart attack survivors were followed by 6 months, and they took about 4 grams of omega-3 fatty acid supplements for 6 months, and the others were given placebo. And again, typically a doctor will give about 1 to 2 grams. I think 15 grams a day. That's what I personally take. And I think most adults need about that much. But nonetheless, they did 4 in this study. Okay. If the patient had high triglycerides and these sorts of things. Okay. After they did this, they said that what happened was, using the MRIs for the heart, the researchers found there was a 6% improvement in both heart function and scarring in undamaged parts of the organ among patients who took 4 grams of fish oil daily. What we need to do going forward is to look at the 6% and what does that really mean? And does it happen over a longer period of time? They hope that more studies on the omega-3 fats, the heart attack recovery, can discover why higher doses produced more positive results. He said, was prompted to conduct the study after the MRI improved technology made it possible to take a closer look. So the omega-3 fatty acids, I mean, omega-3 testing, I think, is very important. We do that in all of our coaching systems to figure out exactly what someone needs. So that's a big piece of what we do, real big piece of what we do. Good sources of omega-3s are salmon, halibut, tuna, sardines, mackerel, herring, and trout. According to the American Medical Association, omega-3 fish oils contain fatty acids that the body needs, but it can't produce itself. So we get that from a supplementation. That's one of my top 4, what I call my foundational 4, which is a good whole food multivitamin, digestive enzymes to help break foods down, and then also probiotics to put the right bacteria back in the digestive tract. If you haven't tried Theralac probiotics, probably the absolute best. That's what I take every single day, and they're phenomenal. And then also, with the fish oil, I like cod liver oil. I do because it's got vitamin A and vitamin D naturally occurring in it, plus your omega-3s, which are just amazing at supporting the body all the way around. So no matter how you look at it, we know omega-3s are powerful. They can make put a huge dent in what we're seeing with heart disease, but also with hormones and supporting the body all the way around. They do so much for the body. It's amazing. So anything we can do to help, keep us posted on that. 888-283-7272. If you haven't found a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all the nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, just go to the website. Easy to find us there, and we can easily help you along the way to get you from where you are to where you need to be. That's the key. All right, let's get to the phones and talk to Judy. Hi, Judy.
I'm calling because I'm trying to get my A1C down. It was 10 the last time, and I was feeling really bad 3 or 4 months before that. I knew something was going on. I am trying to get the right foods, but I'm still a little confused about what to eat, what not. I cut down on my pastas, stuff like that.
Well, if you have cut down on your pasta, that's great. I mean, I think there's a lot you need to do food-wise to really make a difference and get your body as balanced as possible. That's one of the biggest keys. I mean, I think that when it comes down to the hemoglobin A1C, that's your long-term. Okay? That shows you how the blood sugar is doing over a long period of time. And one of the keys of looking at that, you've got to figure out, okay, what kind of balance can be done by your daily routine. Your lifestyle choices are everything, okay? So your foods, you want to do equal amounts of lean protein sources like chicken, fish, beef, or eggs, low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and then healthy fats, almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados. All of that's important to really have everything that you need to be balanced, okay? That's a huge key. So one of the pieces that you have to look at is the consistency of it. How consistent are you with that? And it's good that you're cutting things out. What are you adding in? Okay, you want to be making sure every meal you have either has protein with a carbohydrate or the fat with a carbohydrate, because the protein and the fats stabilize the blood sugar and keep it from going haywire. So that makes a tremendous difference overall. And so you have to look at the balancing act of it and what that can really do. But I would look at all that. I think that as you do that consistently, along as adding in exercise too, can make a big, big difference. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call or go to the website. Whatever you're struggling with, we are here for you. And if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, check it out. You can go to the website and find one of our team members. Call the number and get the help you need. Sometimes you just need to take somebody by the hand, lock arms with them, and get them to take you down the road that you need to go. Because at the end of the day, you want to do well. At the end of the day, you want to thrive. At the end of the day, you don't want to be stuck. So you really want to get to a place where you can do well. And our health is our greatest wealth. We don't want to let it go. We want to keep it strong and do well with it. So give us a call. Now, coming up, I've got some tips about anti-aging, plus heart disease being the leading killer. There's some great ways to overcome that. There are foods, certain foods, believe it or not, that can come in and heal the body. I believe foods are medicine in a lot of different ways, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. Ways to really build the body up and to get the body functioning at its peak level. A lot of that when we come back, plus more of your calls in just a moment. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com. Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
USA Radio News.
The U.S. southern border numbers are in for the month of April. Reporter Tim Berg has the breakdown.
Border Patrol agents apprehended 211,972 illegal immigrants along the southern border in April, according to preliminary Customs and Border Protection numbers. That's the highest April on record. The CBP statistics also indicate that more than 58,000 illegal immigrants evaded apprehension in April, with Tucson, Arizona and Del Rio, Texas being the two busiest sectors for gotaways.
The sentencing trial of a Florida school shooter is being delayed until Monday. 23-year-old Nicholas Cruz pleaded guilty to opening fire at a Parkland high school on Valentine's Day 4 years ago, where he killed 14 students, 3 employees, and injured 17 others. This is USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In '95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Hundreds of U.S. sailors are being moved off a Navy ship this week, and an investigation is underway. Lance Pry reports.
About 260 sailors are being moved off a Navy ship this week. They're being offered temporary housing after seven sailors serving on the USS George Washington died. Four of the deaths happened last year. The other three were over a span of 1 week last month. Officials say one is confirmed suicide and three others are suspected. The ship has been docked off the coast of Virginia for maintenance since 2017. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is always there for anybody. 1-800-273-TALK.
Thank you, Lance. Amazon announced it will shutter six of its Whole Foods stores in the U.S. The impacted stores are in Montgomery and Mobile, Alabama, Tarzana, California, the Englewood and DePaul neighborhoods of Chicago, and Brookline, Massachusetts. The Englewood location is expected to close in the next few months, while the other five stores are expected to close by Friday. A school bus in Kentucky crashed on Tuesday morning, sending at least 21 students to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The accident on I-64 with the Jefferson County Public Schools bus did not injure the driver. And a judge has denied Amber Heard a bid to dismiss the defamation lawsuit she's facing against her ex-husband, Johnny Depp. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. You check us out on the web. I'm here for you each and every day. And if you haven't checked out a new system on how to get well online, it's called InShape University. A lot of people don't really understand. They go to the doctor, and the doctor might tell you something like this. He might say, all right, you need to lose 20 pounds and need to eat better and exercise, and here, take this medication. Let's say if it's high cholesterol, okay, for example. And you're leaving going, okay, great. I think I know how to exercise, and, well, I believe I know how to eat well, maybe some chicken and broccoli, and, you know, I really don't want to take the prescription. So you leave kind of scratching your head with no real solid plan in place. InShape University will teach you that. It'll teach you how to go from where you are in your current state of health to where you need to be, how to thrive, how to do well, and how to really hit your goals. That is one of the biggest pieces that you have to look at, and it will really get you going into that next level with your health. So we want to help you do that. Go to InShapeUniversity.com, and you can check it out there. Let's go to Joyce now. Hi, Joyce.
My concern is I have dark vertical lines on my nail beds, on my thumb, and my pointer finger on both hands. I'm concerned. I want to know if it's a deficiency in vitamins or if it's cancerous. Thank you.
You know, it's one of those things that, a lot of the lines that are that show up vertical, there's different theories on it, and there's different ways of looking at it. That's why I like blood work. So the nails are always a good sign. They could, a lot of times it's a mineral issue, particularly the iron, when you start seeing those kind of lines that streak down. So you can easily get some blood testing done, which I would, you know, with your physician, and get that checked out. Make sure that everything's where it needs to be, that everything's lined up the way it needs to be and functioning the way that it needs to be. That's super important. You want to make sure that there are no deficiencies and that the body's functioning well. It's at its peak and that it's in the right line, because that's a big deal. You want to make sure everything's balanced. And nutritional deficiencies can happen. That's why if you're over the age of 35, I think getting blood work done every 6 months is vital. You can start checking out. We've got a whole system you can look at if you need help kind of understanding what that means. Go to our website. I've got articles on it. I've written all kinds of articles that will teach you how to do that, what to ask your doctor for, the kind of test to ask your doctor for, all that. But, yeah, it all matters. You want to make sure that you are in a place where you can make something happen. So I would look at that, because your eating habits and even the supplements that you take and all that really matters. You've got to make sure your body's getting everything that it needs. It could be an absorption issue. So let's say you have plenty of iron, but you don't have enough ferritin. The ferritin's low in the blood, blood test. And that usually is an iron storage issue. And so there could be a whole thing going on there that could keep the body from functioning at its peak level. You just have to keep an eye on it to make sure that it's where it needs to be. Okay, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. Give us a call or go to the website. An hour a day might keep the doctor away. I think an hour a day of this definitely keeps the doctor away. Okay, I'm all about keeping the doctor away. And I'm a doctor. So an hour of exercise a day can offset sitting's toll on our health. You know, sitting plays a big role in our health. I mean, it really does. And the more we sit, the more we're challenged. So 1 hour of physical activity a day, something as simple as a brisk walk or a bicycle ride, can undo a lot of the increased risk of early death that comes with sitting 8 hours or more a day on a daily basis. So these results provide further evidence on the benefits of physical activity, particularly in societies where increasing numbers of people have to sit for long hours. So Ulf Ekland, who's a professor of physical activity and health at Norwegian School of Sports Sciences, this is in Oslo, Norway, said unfortunately only 25% of our sample exercised an hour a day or more. Study found that watching TV for 3 hours or more was linked to an increased risk of early death. So regardless of your physical activity, they're saying now that except those who were most physically active, it really does make a difference that you either move or don't move. So even among those who exercise the most, the risk of premature death was significantly increased if they watched 5 hours of TV or more. Researchers added, it's not the TV per se, it's the increased risk of dying earlier. Rather, TV is a marker for sitting and being active versus not being active. So that's where the big issue comes in. And in the review of 16 studies that they looked at, and they looked at, of course, you know, different activity levels, like 25 to 35 minutes a day, 50 to 65 minutes, and 60 to 75 minutes. The increased early death range from 12% to 59%, depending on how much exercise the participants did. Okay, so those belonging to the most active group, which are active 60 to 75 minutes a day, seem to have no increased risk of mortality, even if they sit for more than 8 hours a day. How about that? Check it out. So you can undo it. That's it right there. And they always say it's not conclusive. So they're always going to tell you that. They have to. And it's science. Dr. David Katz, who I've got a lot of respect for at our college that I'm a member of, American College of Lifestyle Medicine, he said, it's important analysis fortifies increasingly clear verdict from a large and growing body of evidence addressing physical activity and health. So all movement is good movement, right? It's got to get up and get moving. Evidence is clear that moderately vigorous exercise has an array of health benefits. And if you don't exercise but can stand often, and if you can't stand often but can exercise, do it. So he's basically saying, which I agree with, is get moving. Okay? That's it. Get moving. No matter what. You got to get moving. Keep it moving. Not only does physical inactivity increase the risk of early death, it's expensive. All right. In the study, researchers estimate that the cost of being physically inactive based on the increased risk for type 2 diabetes, heart disease, stroke, and breast and colon cancer is about $28 billion annually. So the current economic cost of physical inactivity is borne mainly by high-income countries. However, low- and middle-income countries develop, and if the current trajectory is there, then and they're going to see some differences. So it's a big deal. We've got to get moving. Got to keep the body moving. Have to increase our activity levels on a regular basis. We can't stop, folks. You can't. This is the conversation I have with people all the time. And if you hear me say this, it's almost like it stops people in their tracks. You don't have time not to eat right and exercise. All right? If you're over the age of 40, if you're over the age of 35, let's say 40, let's call 40 the marker, okay? If you're over the age of 40 and you're not exercising doing something six days a week, you're headed toward an early death, period. Now, you can argue with that, but if you look at the statistics, it's true. Now, you're going to live longer if you exercise. If your diet is really good, you're going to live longer. But we don't want to hear that, okay? We don't want to hear that. We want to be able to do what we want, when we want, eat how we want, live how we want, act how we want, and do whatever how we want. And that's not going to do anything for longevity. So we have to make better decisions for ourselves, and we have to have some discipline every single day. Get moving. That is the key, because nothing else is going to make the difference. You have to get yourself moving at the end of the day. Activities, everything. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. I'm America's Health Coach. You can always give us a call, or you can go to the website, go to InShapeNetwork.com. That's InShapeNetwork.com. Let's get to the phones and talk to Josh. Hi, Josh.
My question is, not a problem, but I've heard one of the nutritionists say the three worst things you can eat are mayonnaise, number one, ranch dressing, number two, and butter, because the body is unable to break down the cholesterol component of those. Just want to see if there's any truth to that or what your thoughts are.
It depends on the kind of mayonnaise. If it's an olive oil based mayonnaise, I would say no. I think it's fine. If it's butter, real butter, absolutely not. Real butter's got all kinds of health benefits to it. So not sure who you talk to. They probably need to do a little bit more research, because butter's got some amazing benefits. Now, you want to start talking margarine, which is pretty much plastic and has all kinds of trans fats. Yeah, we could talk about that and how horrible it is. But you want to talk about real butter? Real butter's phenomenal. Got great benefits for you. And the butyric acid that's in there is great for our overall health. And has tremendous benefits. But yeah, no, I'm a big, big fan of those. And mayonnaise, not so much. I mean, I'm not big on using a lot of that. But at the end of the day, you want to make sure you're giving your body everything you can. And so, you know, you can easily do that if you're eating healthy fats. I would focus more on things like almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, fish oils, coconut oil. Those are much, much better when it comes to getting the right kind of fats and utilizing those in the body. I mean, I think that's the best way to go. If you want to cook, I'll tell you the best cooking oils, three of my top three. You want to cook with coconut oil, grapeseed oil, and real butter. Those are the ones. Absolutely the best ones. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Give us a call. Hope you're enjoying it. We're always here for you each and every day. I appreciate all the emails that you give us. Telling us how much you love the show and how much it helps you and encourages you. If you don't have our email, I would encourage you to go sign up for it. Just go to the website. But we send out videos weekly, encouraging coaching videos that can help you and that can really move you along and get you where you need to go. Because at the end of the day, you want to do well. I mean, we want to help you. You don't want to be stuck where you are. You want to thrive and do well. And on this show, we can help you do that. That's what we're all about. And if you're looking for a lifestyle provider, don't forget, call the number on the screen. We can help you find one in your area that can help get you the help that you need. Why? Because you matter. Your health matters. That's what this show is all about. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores Take Theralac more than any other brand. Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency or more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. I'm here for you each and every day. Adam in Los Angeles, California, L.A. Just got back from there. Love it out there. My wife has been a secretary most of her life, and now she has carpal tunnel syndrome. How can she be helping this? It's a real good way of doing that. Very, very simple. It's, remember, most, because of the way the hands are and the positioning on the keyboard, which is what causes that, and workers that use their hands a lot can easily get carpal tunnel. But there's twofold of the issue. It can be an irritation or inflammation around the wrist, at the base of the wrist, or it can be from the base of the neck. A lot of times, it's a combination. So the nerves that go into the wrist and the hand originate in the base of the neck. And much of what happens in these conditions with carpal tunnel can be corrected, because we all think about, well, okay, there's overuse because you're sitting there typing all day. You know, she's a secretary, so she's been on the computer all day. But what's the position of the head? Okay? Chances are she doesn't have perfect posture for 8 hours. All right, our head weighs about 6 to 8 pounds. The chances are her head's going to have some tilt to it. And chances are that's going to put a lot of pressure on the base of the neck, which eventually can wear the disc down, which eventually can create issues within the nerves that come out of there due to the degeneration, and that can create a lot of the carpal tunnel. So before you jump to surgery on something like that, you really want to have someone take a look at that, whether it's an osteopathic physician, a chiropractic physician, someone that really understands the structural part and the manipulation part of the spinal area that can help correct that non-surgically. Because it really does play a big role. I can't tell you how many people have been helped to avoid the surgery just from that. So it can make a big, big difference and something to definitely consider along the way, for sure. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. Let's go to the phones and talk to Carla. Hi, Carla.
My granddaughter, who has received a wasp sting, she's actually received two. A few days ago, she was stung on her hand and it swole up, and we did some help, natural home remedies. It subsided some, but then she was stung subsequently day after that on her behind her ear, and it affected her face to where it swole up half the way, and overnight it became hard, and mm-hmm. She also developed a rash on her body, which a baking soda bath helped with that. But I'm wondering if there's help specifically that you could recommend besides the onion pack, and also I think castor oil was used. Her mother helped her with some treatments.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, if it's one of those deals where the castor oil is being affected, then I would look at a couple of items. Okay, the natural way of doing that, castor oil is fine, but the natural way of doing that is really helpful with using ionic silver. It's important to use the ionic part, and that can be helpful. Along with coconut oil is very, very good. Now, some of the basics, the antihistamines, can be, of course, helpful. But if you really want to go the all-natural route, then you got to load up on the castor oil is fine. The borage oil is really good, too. But the coconut oil is great. Also, aloe is very, very good for the skin itself. Many times, to neutralize, arnica is very good. There's a lot of these components that can be very helpful. So, I mean, I would look at that. The one thing you don't want to do is wrap it. A lot of times people will try to wrap it and keep everything in. You want to let it breathe more than anything else. Because with the stings and that sort of thing, that can be very, very painful, and the skin itself needs to breathe. Okay, that's one of the big keys in doing that. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. You can give us a call or go to the website. Gluten-free diets are really big. They can help protect bones in people with celiac disease. Okay, so long-term damage to intestines can raise the risk of hip fractures in people with celiac disease. And new research in the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism also found the risk was lower in celiac disease patients who ate a gluten-free diet and those whose intestinal tissue had begun to heal. The research confirmed that patients had a higher rate of hip fractures when tissue damage persisted over time. At Celiac Disease Center and Columbia University Medical Center, they said sticking to a gluten-free diet is crucial for minimizing tissue damage and reducing the serious risk fracture that could cause other complications. The celiac disease itself is an autoimmune disorder, of course. It affects about 1% of people in the United States, and people with the condition have an immune response in the small intestine, and when they eat the protein gluten, it's found in a lot of grains like wheat, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, a lot of those, then it creates a lot of challenges. People known with celiac disease are heightened risk for broken bones because of the malabsorption issues that they deal with, not utilizing a lot of their nutrients. So physicians have debated, too, over time, whether people with celiac can actually benefit from any type of follow-up biopsy and checking that. Again, there's a debate going on with that. One of the biggest issues, I'll tell you this, with irritable bowel, Crohn's, any of that, celiac disease, if you are dealing with celiac at all, then one thing you got to do is make sure you're just, I'm a huge fan of being gluten-free on that, but you got to make sure that you add in exercise with it and also some key digestive pieces such as probiotics, which I think Theralac is one of the best. It's one of the ones that I use. And digestive enzymes, proteolytic enzymes, too, are extremely healing to the gut, and glutamine. Look into some of those as well. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. This is the show that's empowering your health, taking you from where you are in current state of health to where you want to be.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of Asa Rx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media. Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit MindHealthy.com. That's MindHealthy.com.